This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 10th of April, and today is the contesting edition of News West with information about contests coming up soon, and where possible we focus on Australian contests. There's news of Australians doing well in international contests, and speaking of contests, we're launching a survey to discover your thoughts on contesting. We remind you about the efforts of a Victorian amateur radio club to assist amateurs who lost everything in the floods in the east, and congratulate an Aussie who won an award for his development of digital voice protocols for amateur radio. The team today is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor with the Amateur Radio Helpline, then Andrew VK6 Alpha Sierra and Mike VK6 KMS on the microphones, and I'm Bob VK6 Popper Oscar Popper, the News West producer. Now here's Andrew talking about the flood recovery project.
We told you a couple of weeks ago about an amateur radio response to the flood tragedy in northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland over the last couple of months. Amateurs have always been generous with resources in time of need, and this is no different. The Northeast Victoria Amateur Radio Club, NEVARC, has risen to the challenge and established a flood recovery initiative. This comes in two parts to assist amateurs directly impacted by the floods. The immediate assistance, of course, is cash assistance to those in need, and then will come a radio drive to provide equipment once the affected hams start to re-equip their shacks. This is a fantastic initiative, and to find out more about it, head over to the NEVARC website, nevarc.org.au, that's November Echo Victor Alpha Romeo Charlie.org.au. And follow the links. This is the true spirit of amateur radio. NEVARC have already chipped in $2,000, with at least two other national clubs providing financial support. Can you or your club help fellow amateurs who've lost everything? Their website again, nevarc.org.au, where you can read all the details, and furthermore, please pass this information around. Remember, cash first, then there'll be a roundup of donated equipment. That's great work from NEVARC, the Northeastern Victoria Amateur Radio Club.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group will be holding its next 80-metre slow CW contest next Saturday, the 16th of April. The event is the CQQRS Slow CW Corroboree, a very friendly and supportive get-together of newcomers and old hands alike from WA and other areas, intended to allow everyone to have a go at CW, irrespective of how good or bad their Morse is. Participants are encouraged to give it a go, even if you've never used CW before. The contest will involve very simple standard exchanges, which could even be done using cheat sheets, if needed. Operating hints for those who haven't used CW before, or whose keys are getting a bit rusty, are available with the guidelines. It's all about having a bit of fun in a very safe environment. Most participants will be struggling to receive and send, just the same as everyone else. Details are on the PARG website, www.parg.org.au. Click on What's New. The event will be held on Saturday, April the 16th, from 1900 hours to 2200 hours WA time, and is open to everyone. All amateurs and shortwave listeners are encouraged to have a go. Oh, there is also a weekly CQQRS net on Tuesday evenings from 1700 to about 1900 hours, which starts on 3565 kilohertz and continues with stations calling and responding with slow CW between 3540 and 3570 kilohertz. This is for everyone who would like to have a go. Further details are also available on www.parg.org.au. Cheers from Mark Bosmer, VK2KI, VK6QI.
Announcing that Codec 2 is the winner of the 2022 Amateur Radio Software Award. The Amateur Radio Software Award Committee is pleased to announce the recipient of their third annual Amateur Radio Software Award to David Rowe, VK5DGR, and his project Codec 2. The award committee went through extensive consideration of all nominations received, and with a very competitive pool of nominated projects to choose from, factors considered included innovation, impact on amateur radio, and community involvement. Codec 2 is a foundational project for digital voice communications on HF and VHF. It provides a royalty-free and open-source codec suitable for digital voice application in amateur radio. Codec 2 enables other software and hardware projects to utilize digital voice communication without the barriers of licensing, usage fees, and vendor lockdown. As well as speech compression software, the Codec 2 library also includes a variety of modems integrated into the FreeDV protocol to support robust open-source digital voice over HF radio, explains David. We're working on improving the quality and lowering the SNR required for HF digital voice, he said. With Codec 2, David has made significant contributions to amateur radio by helping to move the community beyond the vendor-controlled digital voice ecosystem and enabling other innovation previously prevented by patents. David Rowe and key contributor Munir Salem, K6AQ, created FreeDV, a program for digital voice communication over HF, as a reference implementation. Codec 2 is also used by the M17 team for digital voice in their VHF-UHF gigahertz communication protocol and applications. Visit rowetel.com/codec2.html, that's rowetel.com, or do a Google search to learn more about Codec 2. The Amateur Radio Software Award Committee is proud to present the 2022 Amateur Radio Software Award Certificate and an award grant of $300 to David Rowe, the project owner and core contributor of Codec 2. Congratulations, David. We did have David lined up to present at Perth Tech in 2020. However, COVID got in the way, and we're chasing him to come to Perth Tech this year to tell us all about the project.
In the recent Commonwealth contest, Aussies did well, including some from VK6. A Commonwealth medal was awarded to Kevin, VK6 Lima Whiskey, and this year he was operating as VK6 Tango, for his many years of supporting the Commonwealth contest, and this year with podcasts. Kevin often features in logs on all five bands with a good selection of antennas for both receive and transmit. So, congratulations, Kevin. In the team competition, two Australian teams did very well. Australia won with a slightly reduced score from last year of the winners by a very clear margin, with Australia 2 team coming in third. The Australia 1 team included VK6 Tango Kevin and Victor Lima 6 Tango Stephen, and the Australia 2 team included Phil, Victor Lima 6 Mike and Robin, VK6 HG. Now there's more Aussies in international contest news. This time Alan, VK4SN, made first place for Australia in the recent ARRL 10 metre contest in the CW high power section, and Bill, Victor Lima 4 Romeo, won first place in phone high power. The CQ MMDX contest is a continuation of the successful Manchester Menara All America CW contest, which is organised, coordinated and verified by the CWJF group since 1993. This contest was initially limited to stations in Brazil, but with its rapid growth eventually expanded through South America and then expanded again to the Americas. And from 2011, in a bold decision, the contest has become a worldwide competition held between all six continents. And this contest this year is on the 16th and the 17th of April. That's next week, guys. And the website is CQMMDX, CQMMDX.com. And you'll find it all from there. They've even got an English language version. There are lots more contests around. The best way to find them is to visit the contest calendar maintained by Alan, VK4SN. The calendar and other useful information about contesting is at Alan's website, VK4SN, that's VK4 Sierra November, VK4SN.com.
This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, and you're listening to News West.
News West is produced by WA Amateur Radio News, an amateur radio club which is incorporated in Western Australia. This news program is compiled from a variety of sources and contributors, and items may not reflect the views of WA Amateur Radio News or the volunteer news broadcasters. If you feel that an item in News West is inaccurate, we welcome your rebuttal. You're free to express your opinion, however, it should be factual and respectful. The News West team reserves editorial discretion in relation to any items submitted for broadcast.
The Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse Contest this year runs over the weekend 14th to the 15th of May. In recognition of Don, the St. George Amateur Radio Society conducts the Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse Contest. The contest is in two sections, 80 metres on the Saturday evening from 0800 to 1100 UTC and 40 metres on the Sunday afternoon from 0300 to 0600 UTC. Amateurs can enter either or both sessions. The contest is open to all VK and ZL amateurs. Many amateurs have rarely or never used Morse code since they passed their exam or have never needed to learn Morse code for their license. This contest is to encourage inexperienced or rusty operators to try their hand or fist or hammer at Morse. For this reason, the contest will be a slow Morse contest with a speed limit of 10 words per minute, no keyboards or screens, all sent by hand and received by ear. To encourage those amateurs who have never sat for or passed a Morse exam for their license, they will be able to claim an extra 2 points per session. For more information and contest rules, go to the St. George Amateur Radio Society, sgars.org. That's Sierra Golf Alpha Romeo Sierra dot Oscar Romeo Golf. Operation in this contest can be in your shack or out in the field.
The Harry Angel Sprint is an annual 80-metre contest event first established in 1999 to commemorate the life of Harry Angel, Victor Kilo 4 Hotel Alpha, who at the time of his becoming a silent key was the oldest licensed amateur in Australia. The duration of the contest is 106 minutes, 1 minute for each year of Harry's life. The HA is held on or around the first Saturday in May, and this year it's on the 7th. The Harry Angel Sprint is open to all grades of license holder and is structured to suit both seasoned contesters and operators new to contesting. Place winners in the Harry Angel contest are eligible to claim points for the WIA contest champion, that's the Peter Brown trophy. The aim of the competition is to make as many contacts as possible in the allotted time. Each station may be worked on one occasion only per mode. The contest is open to all licensed amateurs on 80 metres, including individual operators and stations representing radio clubs and societies. You can review the rules and previous year's results at the WIA website, wia.org.au. This is News West from VK6ARN, produced by amateurs for amateurs, purely about the hobby of amateur communication and experimentation.
Well, you may or may not have noticed that this week's program is a bit short on our usual allocation of 30 minutes. That's because we haven't got as much content, and as you know, we've always said that we won't pad out our program with stuff just to fill it out to exactly 30 minutes. We used to do that, but we thought it wasn't worth the trouble. But if it bothers you that we're a bit short on content, you know what to do. Send your stuff to us, newswest@vk6.net. Even if you don't really know what to do for your story, you might have an idea for a story. Send that to us as a little description of what you might want to talk about. Let us help you develop your story for News West. It can be something about what's going on currently in amateur radio. It could be something that happened in the past. We are talking about history next week. Could be something that bothers you or something that used to bother you. Doesn't matter. If it's topical, if it's worth talking about, if it will stimulate discussion, send it in. Let's talk about it. You can send any contributions to NewsWest as an email attachment. And the email address is newswest@vk6.net. That's pretty easy, newswest@vk6.net.
Next week, NewsWest focuses on the history of amateur radio, bringing you interesting stories from the yesteryear of our hobby. With more than 100 years of amateur radio behind us, there are some fascinating stories to be heard. To achieve this, we perform a sort of archaeological dig through old newspapers and magazines to unearth stories about amateur radio. It's always on the cards that we might miss a story, or there might be a story we haven't found yet. That's where you come in. Do you know of a story that you'd like us to cover? Did your great uncle Reginald build a spark gap transmitter out of barbed wire, wool, and a light globe with some iron filings, or something like that? Send the story to us. Send all contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
I don't know why I keep doing this to myself, but I've just created work for myself. I'm not asking for your pity or a pat on the back, however. A nice, new, very expensive transceiver arriving from an anonymous source wouldn't be rejected. Enough of the flippancy. I'm not a serious contest to myself, however. I like the idea of amateur radio contesting, and at a minimal level it gives one an excuse to get on air and make a bit of noise. And of course there are so many other reasons to get involved in contests, too many for me to prattle on about here. Likewise, there will be those who have never, or will never, engage with amateur radio contesting. There seems to be a love-hate thing going on. Some people love contesting, and some despise it. Then there's a big blob of amateurs floating around the middle who may not have considered engaging in amateur radio contesting, or they've considered it, but for some reason haven't gone there. So my curiosity got the best of me, and I was wondering what drives people into, or keeps people out of, amateur radio contesting. So I put together a survey. It wouldn't take you long to complete it, unless of course you want to write a book in the free text fields, but please don't write a book, just a list of salient points will do. This survey is up now on the vk6.net website. Just point your browser to vk6.net and select the contests tab, and the link to the survey is right there. The survey is anonymous, however, if you wish, you can identify yourself in the final free text field. All published data and comments will remain anonymous. This survey is aimed at everyone, from keen contesters through to disinterested contest avoiders. I'd like to hear from everyone. Go to vk6.net and click on Contests in the menu bar.
Good morning, Amateur Radio Helpline for the 10th of April 2022. I have for you today an ICOM Romeo 70 HF communication receiver. That's an IC-Romeo 70 HF communication receiver. For sale, and as much loved R70 quadruple conversion superhead general coverage HF receiver with AM demodulator, which has been modified with a Schottky diode to improve its response, and has been fitted with PLL trimmers and replaced with ceramic ones. This receiver has been fitted with the rare India Charlie Echo X-ray 257 FM unit, as well as it has the standard Fox Lima 33 AM, Fox Lima 30 SSB, and Fox Lima 32 narrow CW filters. The IC Charlie Kilo 70 12 volt DC option has been enabled, and the AC power supply is okay also. Both have leads, original instruction manual, CD, and a PDF copy of the service manual and other info are included. Also includes rare and new 24-pin accessory plug. Unused pins are available there. Fitted with the tilt bail and carry handle. The receiver is in very good physical and working condition, asking only $400. Contact John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot, at his email address, which is vk6jf@wia.org.au. I'll say again, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot at wia.org.au. And from our previous list, we have an IC705, brand new, $1,900 firm. There's an IC756 Pro 3, excellent condition, $1,300. A Kenwood Tengo Sierra 950 Sierra Delta X-ray built-in power supply, excellent condition, $1,900 firm. There's also a Kenwood Tengo Sierra 2000 X-ray, 6 meters HF, and 70 centimetres and also 23 centimetres, asking $1,600 firm. There's also Yaesu Linear Amplifier FL2100 Zulu, covers all the work bands, $900. Contact Gus, 0407-030-5902. 0407-030-592. Email to vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. vk6whiskeybravo@yahoo.com. That's it for me, 7-3, till next week. But before I go, the email address for any incoming for me next week is vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. Cheers for now.
Thanks for listening. Please remember to make or pledge a donation to the NEVARC Club's Flood Recovery Program. Be you a club or individual or both, it's a worthy cause. WA Amateur Radio News has already donated. Thanks to the studio and broadcast teams this week and to everyone that helps out in any way. Don't forget to hang around for the callbacks, and if you're not on air, jump onto the vk6.net website and register your callback and feedback there. Then after the callbacks, you know what to do. Get back on air and make some more noise.